All right, good morning. It's 7:48 for your Tuesday. If you were listening to the show yesterday, you would have heard a pretty funny conversation between my mum, my dad, myself, my brother, my entire family.
Yeah, that's right.
My dad, out of nowhere, 70 years old, little bit of a heart condition, says, "I want to go skydiving, Chris. Take me skydiving." I saw the crazy Russian boss do it. I saw Big Rossi do it. I've seen Brianna do it.
Yeah.
I want to challenge myself. His word was, "I want to challenge myself." I turned around to my 70-year-old father and said, "Absolutely not."
We took your advice. You called us, and actually an overwhelming majority of you said,
"How dare you?
Yes, Chris, let George go skydiving." And a lot of people were like, "What do you mean, let? He's a grown man. He can do whatever he wants.
I know.
He's your father." Well,
you came to the conclusion that you said, "You're not going to go skydiving, Dad." That's what you said on the radio yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, we went to if you go to Virgin Radio DXB on Instagram, there's a video. It's got like over 10,500 views, a bunch of comments. Some of the comments are like, Gracie goes, "No, simply because Gilda does not approve of it," his
aww
wife. Shiv says, "Hey, if he's fit for it, absolutely, it's fantastic. You should let him do it."
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people said, "Do a medical check, and if the doctor says okay, then it's fine." And there were so many messages of people.
No doctor's going to be able to say that.
No, exactly. Yeah, no doctor will say, "Yeah, you're okay to go skydiving."
I don't know.
Charlie says, "Chris, let him do it. He's fine. Come on, he's an adult." I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, my dad could just turn around and say, "Hey, I'm 70 years old and I'm doing what I want. I'm your
course,
father."
Exactly.
It's like a teenager.
"I am your father, and I'm going skydiving." Anyway, I took him.
But what do you mean? You just said after that whole conversation that you took him skydiving.
Randomly walking through the Dubai Mall yesterday.
Mm.
The Mall of Emirates.
Oh.
I was at the Mall of Emirates yesterday, just walking through, Dad and I. Mum had to go pick up a bathing suit. It's cute. Mum went bathing suit shopping. It was just
cute. Are you okay?
It's just cute watching my mum shop for bathing suits. Anyway, we walk out of the store. There's Dad and I. And then I just see Skydive Dubai, like, selling station.
Oh, so you signed him up and you packed him off?
No. They had a virtual reality experience, a VR experience of jumping out of a plane. And I thought to myself, this is perfect. I said, "Dad, you want to go skydiving? We're going to take you right now." So he put on the VR goggles.
Yeah.
And for a moment, he felt like he was skydiving.
Extreme.
I filmed it. He didn't even know that I was filming it because he had the VR goggles on.
Oh.
It's pretty cute to watch. We've thrown it up. Where do we put it up on?
Chris Fade Show.
Go check it out. Chris Fade Show on the gram. KRISFADE, the gram. Go watch my 70-year-old father thinking that he's jumping out of a plane, but doing it with technology, I guess.
Best bit was at the end, he said, "I want to do another one."
Yeah, he just wanted to keep going.
So how was it? Like, what was his experience like? What did he say afterwards? Did he feel, like, nauseous? Was he scared?
No, he said he liked it. He said it felt pretty real as well.
Did he get any chafing, like, when the parachute opened?
No, he was all right. Okay. He was all right with that.
So is this the end of the skydiving talk then? Or has this sparked something more?
I'm hoping. And because then he was talking to the instructor at there in the hut. And he goes, "So, like, you know, just run me through what happens." And, you know, he's running him through the process.
Yeah.
And then Dad's like, "My heart will be all right. It's not going to go too far." I'm like, "Dad, when you were strapped to another man like Flying Johnson and your legs are dangling 10,000 feet in the air, your heart is going to go..."
Yeah, of course. It's adrenaline.
It's just going to pump no matter what. Like, it's going to pump. And, you know, "Dad, I, your heart's not the best, touch wood. He's on medication for it. He's got one of those irregular pumping things. So it just doesn't pump like a standard heart does. So he's on full-time medication for it." I'm like, "The last thing I'm going to do is send you up on a plane where your heart's just going to do this."
Yeah.
And I said, "You know what? You may be okay at the end of it, of course, but if there's that 1% chance, I'm not doing it.
That's
not letting you do it."
But I think this is pretty cool that he got to do this. So I'm watching the video now on Chris Fade Show. Go check it out. George goes skydiving, but in virtual reality.
You know, the cutest thing was the guys from Skydive Dubai end up just inboxing me on the gram, and they said, "Hey, listen, we'd love to offer him a gyro helicopter, you know, the helicopter run."
Oh,
he goes, No, that scares me."
What?
And I said, "What do you mean that scares you? You can jump out of a plane." No, I'd rather jump out of a plane than go on a helicopter.
Oh my gosh.
I can't work him out.
Wow.
But he's not skydiving, okay?
It's done.
Go to your room.